So in this new Torah, and it's one of the foundational Torahs in Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman is telling us that a person has to always have a zikaron de alma de ate. He has to always remember the world that's coming, the world of truth, right? And you know, this is a very important thing. The olam haba can mean the coming world, and it can also mean the next world. And it's easy to confuse the two. There are two different actually aspects when we talk about olam haba. There's olam haba, which is the coming world, which is sometimes called yemot hamashiach, the days of Mashiach, this world, but in a perfect state. And there's olam haba, the future world, the world where the souls are, what we call olam haba, right? And Rabbi Nachman says a person has to always remember alma deate. A person has to always remember the world that's coming, the world of true perfection, where I'm able to not live in the constrictions. We've been talking a lot in the Torahs of Nun, also in the Torahs of Mem and Mem Tet, about constriction, about tzimtzum, about how in order for there to be a reality, Kadosh Baruch Hu had to create a world where he can realistically be in, and that is through tzimtzum, through nature, through not through revealed light. And person every day when he wakes up in the morning, he has to understand that this world is a preparation. This world is a limited form of what's able to be, right? He has to remind himself that everything that's happening to him is happening to him on a very, very small measure based on what he can handle. And as we are coming to an Olam Haba, as we're getting close to that world that's coming, then we are expanding and becoming more expansive, and we can do more things, right? 2,000 years ago, it's very hard to teach Kabbalah to anybody because it talked about concepts like expansiveness and consciousness were words that people couldn't understand, right? The difference between your mammal brain and your reptilian brain, concepts like that you know, now we're talking about a metaphysical world, that we're talking about atoms versus light being energy, everything being or, right? The or kitov, the or of oraganus, this light that is like, you know, unfiltered. Now we're living in that world where this conversation can happen. It's much easier to teach Pnimius HaTorah to people because we have the conversation, the language to do it. But beforehand, it was very mitzumtzum. So Rabbi Nachman is saying that a person has to live with the mindset that everything he's getting in a limited form based on his understanding. And he has to understand that everything that's coming to him, all the knowledge and everything that Kadosh Baruch Hu is sending, is only sending it in the way that he can handle. So what does this mean to us? It means that Rabbi Nachman is saying, it means that there are hints in our everyday that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending our way. But we have to understand that those hints are remuzim, that are supposed to awaken a broader consciousness, a greater consciousness, a more expansive part of me. Right? The I, the great I am, which is the soul, versus the me, the myself, my personality. And Rabbi Nachman is telling us that, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to give us messages, but he's giving it to us based on what we can handle. Now, on the other hand, contrast, and Rabbi Nachman said in other places, you can't constantly, you know, live in anxiety and worry about, you know, what will happen and how every single thing is a message. Right? Every single thing is a message, but not necessarily a message that I need to capitalize on and move towards, but in a deep way. The Torah that Rabbi Nachman is telling us is that when you remember of Alma Deati, when we're trying to remember the Zikaron of the future days or how everything came about, what we were seeing in the past three Torahs about remembering, expanding, you know, stripping myself of my limited consciousness and connecting to something much greater, when I'm able to do that, then I'm able to see how certain things in my life are messages, and I'm able to take something small like a loss in an investment and see what the message here is, or just I'm coming late to work, or when somebody points out a flaw that I have in public, I'm able to take that message and turn it and say, this is a tzimtzum, this is a constricted form of something, because we're living in a constricted world. How do I expand that and extrapolate that into a place of alma deati, in the place of a true world, of a coming world, of a world of truth, and not in a world of tzimtzum, of sheker, and take that into my life, into serious avoda, a serious work. So Rabbi Nachman is opening up this Torah Nandala, and he's talking about how this world is constricted, this world is tzimtzum, this world of Kadosh Baruch Hu only reveals himself through veils, through prisms, and a person can live in this world and only see God through a prism, and therefore his limited relationship with God will be a limited relationship of prisms. His limited relationship will be of servitude and of symbols and doing certain things that are cute and symbolic. But if he gets stuck in that, then all of a sudden when he matures and he's not in the world of symbols and symbolism anymore, he's not connected. You have to understand those symbols, as the Rambam is telling us in Mor Nevuchim, are only pointing towards something greater. They're supposed to They're the levushim. They're the gufe of the mitzvos. The gufim of the mitzvos. The body, and not the soul. And I have to penetrate further, not to get rid of the body, because you can't have a relationship with a soul without a body. But you need to have a relationship where you understand that these are just pointers, and I have to constantly work on my expansiveness and my consciousness to get broader and broader and more expansive and more expansive, so I can reach a place where I can see all that Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving me while in a limited form, but extrapolate that and see it in the true message of what he's trying to send. We should be Zohar.